Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mrs. Hammond.
I'm really pleased to see so many parents and grandparents and friends with us this morning. Do apologise it's not in the Priory, but I really didn't think I could take the chance of walking all the children down there in the rain and then walking them all back in the rain as well. This is one of my most favourite parts of the year. There's a Christingle made by every single child in here. We're really, really excited. Now, we've just got Year 6 to join us. It's their turn to bring their Christingles in, already lit. And while we welcome Year 6 to join us, we are going to sing Our Hope of Heaven.
Everybody.
Good morning, Reverend Matthew.
Well, I was looking forward to welcoming everybody, the boys and girls of New Pasture Lane School, and all your grown-ups as well, at the Priory this morning. But when Mrs. Cavan and I had a conversation earlier, I thought that really makes sense to have it in school instead. So I thought what I would do is, even though I can't welcome you at the Priory, I thought I would dress as I was going to in the Priory. Because normally, when I come into school, I just wear a jacket, don't I, and sort of trousers normally. And although I have my special shirt on, as Reverend Christine has hers as well, to show that we've been ordained, we've had something happen to us to allow us to work in church, I don't normally wear these robes. I thought today we'd pretend we're in the Priory, and I would wear these robes just as I would at a service in the Priory, with this round my neck. And it's a bit difficult in the light. Can you see what the main... I know it's got patterns. Can you see what the main colour on this is? Who can see what the basic colour is? Yes?
Purple.
Purple, that's right. And purple is a colour that the priests in the Priory and in other churches wear when we're waiting and getting ready for something to happen. And now we're getting ready and preparing for Christmas. So we're preparing for Christmas to celebrate Jesus being born. Also, in the new year, when we're preparing to remember Jesus dying at that time as well, we wear purple to show that we're working to get ready, to be prepared. So that's why this is purple today. But what I was wondering was, if you had to get a message to somebody who lived a long way away, what would you do to get that message to that person? Yes?
Bike.
Sorry?
Bike.
You'd get on your bike. Yeah, you could do. I mean, you could get on your bike if they lived, say, I don't know, on the south side of Bridlington or something, on the other side of town. You could cycle down, couldn't you? But what if they lived in Australia? You couldn't bike then. So how do you get the message to them? You needed to speak to them quickly. What would you do? Yes?
You could go on a plane.
You could go on a plane if there was time, yes, you could go on a plane, yes, or you could
use a phone.
You could use a phone, couldn't you? Get your phone out, get on the phone, and you could speak to them on the phone, couldn't you? You might not speak to them. What else might you do on the phone? Yes?
Post it.
You could not post your phone. You're not posting my phone, no? Post a letter? You could. I said, you know, I hadn't thought of that. That's the, do you still do that? You mean the paper and a pen? And put a stamp on it? My word! Do people still do that?
Yep.
Wow, that's a good idea. You could write a letter, couldn't you? You could get some paper, get a pen, write your letter, put it in an envelope, put the address on, put a stamp on the envelope, and you could post it. So you could post a letter, you could speak on a phone. What else could you do, yes? You could send an email, couldn't you? You could go to a computer or perhaps even on your phone. You could tap away and you could send an email. What else could you do? Yes?
Send an owl.
You could send an owl or a pigeon. Yeah, or a pigeon, couldn't you? That's right. That's right. Particularly if the message was, come to our school, you could certainly send an owl, couldn't you? That's how people get to Hogwarts, isn't it? By getting the invitation. When the owl, so we could send an owl or a pigeon, or I guess we could put a paper, a roll it up and put it inside a bottle, couldn't we? And go down to the beach and send it, but we didn't know who's going to get it then if we did that, would we? So we had telephones, we've had emails, we've had letter, we've had going, either by plane or by bike. Any other ways people can think of? Yes? You could combine those two things. Go by a letter, but if you cycle to the post box, it'd get there quickly, wouldn't it? Any more ideas? Yes. Sorry? You could go on a camel. You could, yes, to get a message across. All sorts of different sorts of transport. I was thinking about the email, the phone. I wonder whether any might just personal message, yes, through Facebook or something, like some of the grown-ups on Facebook, a personal message. They might be able to Skype and give a message. There are all sorts of ways that we can get messages to people now, aren't there? Particularly using the devices that many grown-ups have. But at Christmas, we're remembering a story about a girl who got a message in none of those ways. It wasn't by letter, it wasn't by email, it wasn't by phone, it wasn't by Skyping. But remember, a young woman, little more than a girl, called Mary, who got a message. And the message came by an angel. That's even more amazing than an owl. An angel gave her a message and said, you're going to have a baby. And that baby is God's son. You're going to have the baby whose name is going to mean God is with us. And when that child is born, God will be with us, because that's what that child is. And she got that message. And then she had to wait for it to happen. So that's why I'm wearing purple today, because Christians at Priory Church and at other churches, and people living their lives as Christians, are waiting for that message to happen, waiting for the child that the girl called Mary was told she was going to have, was going to be born. And we're waiting to celebrate the birth of Jesus at Christmas. And the light on your candles is a light that that baby brings into the world, isn't it? The light to help us to live fairly, to make sure that all these good things that we sung about in the song that he gives us, that we have represented in the sweet in our Christingle, to make sure that those are shared fairly with everybody, and that the world becomes the place that he wants us to help it become. And we're waiting for him to arrive now, because the message has been given. And the story tells that it was an angel who told Mary. So, you may get emails at home if you're on the internet. You may get phone calls. The postman may still put letters through your letterbox sometimes. There's always letters you want, are there? But sometimes you may get letters. But also, Christians believe that if we pray, say prayers, listen carefully, we might meet people who, for us, are angels. Just like, but not just like the angel that came to Mary, but people who can help us understand what God wants us to do. So as we wait for the light of Jesus, as we wait for that message, what was told in that message to happen, we also say prayers to ask that we might get messages to know what God is wanting for us, in the way that Mary got the message from the angel. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Matthew. Mrs. Granton. Now, let me have a look. See if I can spot the choir. We're going to ask the choir to sing for us. Usually we'd ask them all to get together, but I don't quite think we've got enough room. So we're going to ask them something very tricky, because we're going to ask them to stand up where they are. And see if they can fill this hall with their voices, even though they're not all stood together. Well done. Ready, hands by your sides, ready to sing.
Holy night, holy night.
busy week because you're performing at Applegarth and at Burlington Methodist on Friday. Well done. We're going to finish our first single this morning and we're going to sing Hope of Heaven as the children go out. We can let the children go first and then we'll get them all safely out of the hall. Thank you once again for coming. I hope you've enjoyed our great start to Christmas. Let me see you sitting up ready to sing. Reverend Matthew's going to do a blessing. Hands together, eyes closed.
So now may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Mary and Joseph, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be on this school and all your homes this Christmas and always. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Matthew.